Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop it.
What a terrible quandary you've put me in. To answer your question specifically, I'm rooting for the tush push.
There you are. Well, you want to get on up in there.
You flipped quick, man.
Well, I care more about... I think the tush push is doomed. I think the tush push is already doomed. I think this fate has been sealed. I think this is the last season we'll see the tush push. So now this is different than the Lions use it to win a Super Bowl, or the Lions use it to beat Philly, or the Lions use it. This is, and by the way, the Lions probably would use it against Philly or try to use it against Philly. It feels like something the Lions might do. But yeah, I guess I have to root for it because I want Philly to win a game. I want Detroit back in first place in the division.
You see what they call it in Buffalo when they run the play?
No.
They call it the snowplow.
Do they?
Yeah. Which sounds better. But they lost badly.
Was it? Did you see? Did anybody happen to see Drake Maye's attempted quarterback sneak against?
Yes.
That was the worst quarterback sneak attempt.
No, do you understand what happened? Why they did this? Okay, so we get that. It's towards the end of the game, right?
No, it's towards the end of the half.
Okay, well, end of the half, right. And there's like 30 seconds left or something like that.
Yeah.
What they wanted to do was Vrabel wanted to drain the clock without losing yardage.
So he did that intentionally?
They did it intentionally.
Really?
Yes.
I was at a bar, so I didn't hear it.
Scored
there was no
late,
volume.
Yeah, then they scored a couple plays later to leave no time left on the clock is what they wanted to do. It's such a Belichick thing.
That's interesting.
Mike Vrabel is, I mean, it's the perfect storm to get New England revitalized and being a power again. They've got the right coach. They've got the right quarterback. They're starting to build it together. I think they have a bunch of draft picks now and a bunch of cap space to work with in the future. This is a good football team. It's only going to get better, and they're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, he has them well coached. Did you see the breakaway run that Travion Henderson had? And at like the 10-yard line, he looks over to the sideline saying, should I score?
Like,
yeah, because that team, they listen to their coaching staff and they're well coached. The culture's changed. You're right. Vrabel's done a tremendous job over there.
Now, he had two breakaway runs. The first one had Holy S Woman. Did everybody see Holy S Woman, who turned to her son after the Travion Henderson first long touchdown run? And you could read her lips clear as day. Holy sh... It was pretty funny. Google search it or punch it in your search bar on Twitter and you'll
find
it.
Holy ass woman.
Yeah, holy ass woman. Let's go to Alec. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Alec?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, we were at the game last night. We're actually driving back now. It was just crazy seeing all the blue there, walking down D.C., and you couldn't walk 30 seconds without hearing Go Lions.
By all accounts, it looked like it was a huge fan presence. What would you estimate it was at the beginning of the game? What percentage of that stadium was Lions fans?
Well, before the game started, I would say 75% in the stands was blue. Once everybody kind of got in there, it was, I would say 50-50 at least.
Okay. All right. So you're saying Lions early. Okay. It was more Lions
fans.
Yeah,
like we were the first ones in.
And you think it was at kickoff, you think it was 50-50?
Yeah, probably around there. It was, our third down was louder than theirs.
That's crazy. I mean, you could hear the Let's Go Lions chants. You could hear the Jared Goff chants.
Yeah, and then I got a quick champ and chump for you guys.
Let's hear it.
So I would champ Dan Campbell for taking over the play calling. I think that he seen that there was an issue, and he addressed it pretty quickly.
Yep.
And I'd say the chump would be Deron Payne or Javon Kinlaw for hitting the refs or punching Amon Ra.
Yeah, really odd. And, you know, they've got a number of votes today. We'll talk to Goff about it a little bit because he and Kinlaw, they were face-to-face, and I'm want to know what was being said. What kind of trash talker do you think Jared is?
I think he's a very smart trash talker, yeah. And whatever he his retort be short and concise and cut you deep, I think is what kind of trash talker he is. I think there's a sarcasm involved that really is just brilliant. I think he's like Jamie Samuelson with what he would say.
Yeah.
But I also don't think he's going to tell you what he said.
Probably not.
But we'll try. My first thought was, what is he saying? I want to know what he was saying to Goff. Forget whatever Goff said in return, if he said anything. But what was Kinlaw doing?
Have I told the story about my cousin Mikey talking trash in a soccer game?
I don't think so.
So he played college soccer in Canada. It's one of my favorite stories. And he was a backup. And they had a big game. I can't remember if it was like the playoffs or something. They had a big game, and the guy in front of Mikey got hurt. And so Mikey had to come on the field, and he had to mark one of the best players on the other team. Mikey walked on the field, and the guy started talking crap to Mikey. And Mikey said to him, "Yeah, you should destroy me. I'm terrible." And the game's going on. He's like, "Come on, you're better than this. I'm not very good." But eventually Mikey said to him, are you hurt? Because I'm awful. I don't get on the field. You should have 2-3 goals by now. I mean, just completely reversed it on him. And I'm like, this is just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And that's the kind of thing I wonder if Goff, I mean, I'm sure Goff doesn't say that, but you're right. Goff probably says something really, really smart.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Lions win 44-22. The Pistons, they win late in Philly yesterday. Team very impressive after losing their opener. They've won 8 of 9. They've got the best record in the East. Cade looks like a superstar. His game log the last 5-6 games is ridiculous. Jalen Duren, same thing. He's a problem for other teams. Fourth quarter, Pistons have been great. Quick starts is something we'd like to see more of, but at the end of the day, 8-2, pretty impressive. And we'll see how long this lasts, how long they can keep it up. But right now, best record in the Eastern Conference. Let's get back to your phone calls. Thomas is in Detroit and next on 97.1. Hello, Thomas.
How's it going, guys?
We're great.
I'm going to get my champ and chump. My champ is going to be Dan Campbell's glasses. He looked like my dad at Applebee's reading the menu. And my chump is going to be Deron Payne's right hand. He swung a great right hook, but he also put it right into the side of Amon Ra's helmet. So I feel like his hand took most of the abuse there.
I always wonder about people throwing punches against players with helmets on. What are we doing? What are we doing? Trying to break our own hand? What are we doing?
Makes sense. I didn't understand it.
Yeah, body blow maybe?
Yeah, go to the body.
Yep,
sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, Brian Branch did it too. So, you know.
Yeah, but Branch got his pound of flesh for his.
Yeah. Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.